Down they came, faster and faster, and then up and over the switchback roads out to La Jolla. The shore, the sea and the spray caught her imagination as he drove faster towards the Pacific. In the trunk, a body, fresh killed. Overhead, the bright night sky and the glittering sharp lights from a million stars. Beyond, the ocean, dark, deep, dangerous. A place for monsters, crawling things and sharks.
Bit like Briley Hill, really. Oh, Dudley, you don't believe me. In my business, everyone's a shark till he's proved to be a pussycat. Then, we can't all be private eyes, can we? Now, this is me, Broad Street as was, and us up for demolition and all. A few more sharks making a killing, no doubt. They do three things, I hear. Swim, make baby sharks, and kill. Yeah, it's just like Dudley.
Rosemary Martin as a confidential agent in Sharks Have Pearly Teeth by Nick McCarty. Sharks Have Pearly Teeth.
Anything?
Nothing you'd want.
Well, Binham. Gloria in yet?
It's only half nine, Mr. A. Give her a chance.
I don't know why I pay her.
I do. It's not for her typing speeds either. Nice girl, though. Been a bit moody just lately.
I thought you were supposed to be out at the factory. Where is it?
Netherton, yeah.
Right. So what are you doing here?
Checking a couple of things, Mr. A. You always say better check.
Better than... check than in the clag. No need to get sharp with me, miss. I'm not in the mood for it. And tell Gloria I want to see her when she bothers to call. That industrial espionage case, has he paid?
It's hardly industrial espionage. A leak about a few quotes. It's not going to break his bank for him.
Yes or no, Miss Parker?
The principal, no. The retainer, yes.
Any chance of an advance on the final payment, is there?
Are we short?
Well, I'll put it this way. I'm hemorrhaging cash all over. What do you think?
Percy might, if I ask.
Percy? Who's he when he's at home?
The boss. The bloke who hired us to find out who was leaking tender prices.
Oh, Pally, aren't we?
Oh, he and I, well, shall we say, have a mutual regard.
Now, watch yourself. You know what happened last time a bloke come into your life? Trouble can come to a young girl like that. Mutual regard.
Flattery, Mr. Antrobus, is going to get you no place. It's nearly wrapped up, any road, as good as. Just sorting out the expenses.
Well, don't stint us, Miss Parker. Telephone calls, stamps, refreshments while on observation, the lot. He can afford it. He can afford us, he can afford the cost. As my old mother used to say...
Morning, all.
Afternoon. When you've got a minute, Gloria?
Well, I'm only 10 minutes late.
35 minutes past.
Yeah, well, I'm always in just before half past, so it's only 10 minutes, isn't it?
The day starts at 9, Gloria. Didn't he ever tell you? And he's in a mood.
To tell the truth, Liz, I've had enough. I mean, a girl can throw herself away on such as Mickey Antrobus for too long. Lose other chances. Or you have to grab what's going while you can.
That sounds like his mother.
Oh, there's a client hanging about outside, trying to look as if she's not here. Shy, I think. And she looks... great. I could spit. She's on the landing, plucking up the courage to come into the madhouse. Oh, I'll go and see his lordship then.
And she walked with that shimmy in her step that only her and Marilyn could do into the inner office, where Mickey Antrobus would soon be driven wild with desire if he's not too worried by cash flow and the lack of it, which he usually is. Out on the porch, the fireflies danced, and there was the distant sound of frogs making more frogs in the swamp. A shadow moved outside the frame door. A light went out. The door opened fast.
Hello? Are you looking for us, are you? Ace Agency, can we help you?
I'm not sure now. Maybe another time.
No! No time like now, love, if it's trouble. You can talk. I've got 5 minutes before I have to go out. I won't charge you unless you want us to take it, whatever it is. I can't say fairer than that.
She was pretty. No, she was more than pretty. She was beautiful. The long black hair like night. The eyes a pure, sharp, almost chilling blue. A mouth. Well, she was lovely. Even though she was scared about something. She was 20, whatever it might have been. And she made you glad to be a woman. And sad for a past long gone.
Oh, I never expected a woman.
No. Well, I'm one. So, let's get down to it, shall we, love? Now, I'll really have to go out in 5 minutes, but we can make a beginning.
Oh, I can't afford it. I'd better go.
Talk first. We'll see afterwards, OK?
Well, I don't know where to begin, really. Seems daft. Weak in a way.
Sex. Boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, lover. Money, theft, loss or expectation. That's about it. Take your pick.
How about money, debt, threat, violence, prostitution?
Grand slam, you win. You serious? Name?
Christine. Christine Holmes.
You remind me of someone. Oh, don't matter. Go on.
I'm on my own, right? With a little boy, Tom, right? I need things I can't get. I get bugger all allowance. You know how it is. Loans now, not payouts. I mean, I can't pay me rent and food and everything. It's too little to be just farmed out. So I can't work. That happened to me, right?
Sure. Easy now. Sit down.
Well, you see these ads? Lend you up to thousands without any... What do they call it? Security. They do in all. Lend you. And you pay back what you can, and then you find you can't pay back even the interest. And you're in it over your head, and what the hell do you do if you can't get out of it? Borrow more and more. Before you know it, there's a man round with the tallyman. And he has with him a very large and hungry what vial, and he takes... Or he threatens to take every sticky furniture you've got on the HP and haven't even finished paying for. Oh, useless stuff. Stuff you need. A bed and cot blankets. Stuff you need. It all goes. Unless...
Unless?
To stop your goods being... What did he call it?
Distrained upon?
Distrained upon, right. To stop this neighbour seeing. To keep some of the things together. To even just to hold on to the bed and the stove and... A cot even. He took that bloody dog over to our cutting. I screamed at him and then he just laughed at me. He said, well, never mind. He said Mr. T had a proposition. To cover the interest on the debts, I could entertain some of his clients.
I see. Entertain. Mr. T?
From ZF Associates, I suppose. It's the firm I borrowed the money off.
Not FN Loans, nor Enjoin & Company?
No.
And Mr. T wouldn't be Mr. Tadman, would he? A Mr. John Tadman.
How do you know that?
Because it's a small world, Christine. And because you have just given me another piece of a jigsaw. And because I am sick to death of the sound of that name.
Well, I can't go to the police. I can't prove anything. If I did go, they'd know. And that bloke with the dog. Oh, he's nuts. He is. Honest, he is. An accident, he said, could happen to Tom. Oh, I can't risk. Oh, I don't know what to do. I really don't know any more.
Where are you from?
He won't know it. It's in King Street, in Blackheath.
I know Blackheath, my home patch, kid. Now, I'll come and see you tomorrow, OK?
Oh, I can't afford... I mean, I don't have any... Well, I can let you have the child allowance if you like. Look, I just want them off me back. That's all. Oh,
we'll talk about that later. And mind how you go now.
I don't care. No.
But Mr. Antrobus, she is desperate.
Miss Parker, that is the human condition. Desperation is what it's all about, right? Now, I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not even sorry. This girl, whatever her name is, gets up to her ears in debt, HP, rent arrears, has a kid on the side and expects the state, you and me, to keep her.
He's offered an alternative, just to keep the interest paid off. Just that. To become a tart.
Miss P, your good nature sometimes gets in the way of your good sense. The answer is, we do not take on welfare cases. No.
There's others.
Oh, there are plenty of failures in this world, Liz.
It could be you next.
Me? 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 Oh, Liz, there's no chance. There's hundreds out there wanting the glitz and the glamour and thinking other people can pay for it.
This is a nice girl. Scared, sick and desperate. I just thought a helping hand.
Out there you hang out your helping hand and a bloody shark will bite it off, Liz. Mark me. That's the name of it.
So ZF Associates get away with it, do they?
Who? Who did you say?
ZF Associates. FN Loans and Enjoin and Company. One common factor in them all.
I don't want to know this, Liz. Just leave it alone.
John Tabman.
No, I didn't hear you, and I don't want to hear you, and you will go no further with the investigation. Out of bounds, right?
What have I said? The job I'm doing for Mr. Percy Gaddin Netherton is part of it. You're telling me to drop that one and all?
Yes. Yes, I am. Don't ask me why. Just drop it.
I got my professional pride, Mr. A. What happened to yours? Integrity in the gutter, is it?
Time you went, Liz. Sort out Percy, whatever his name is, and keep them firms out of the frame.
Do you ever get the cold feeling down your back that something is sneaking up to nail you in the dark? Across the wide room, the shadows played on the blinds. She lay draped over the chair, as elegantly as dying with a sawn off under your right ear ever lets you. The radio was playing still, and over it all, the soft fragrance of a joint coiled.
She won't play any more,
the small boy said.
Tabman, I said, and he jumped a mile. Drop it, he said. Leave it alone.
Can you spell Wednesday?
W-E-D-N. Are you listening to me, Gloria?
I'm hearing you, yeah. Listen, Liz. Who pays the piper?
What? He does.
Who calls the tune? W-E-D... What?
Why, you're Thursday.
You're a fancy woman come to take you off to glory.
Morning, Mr. Gad.
Morning, my wench. Hold on a minute. That should do it, Bernard. Give us a call in the office if it wants resetting.
Right.
Come along, miss. Get us a cup of tea.
Cup of tea? Morning, good morning, darling.
Wasn't what you said last Christmas, I bet. Get back in them box, my wench.
I like it, Liz.
Yeah, I know every time. You can't get your hands mucky, you're not going to gain respect.
I've done it all my life, me wench. Until I'm took, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, me dad says you're all right.
Joe Parker. He used to have the best kit of birds for miles around him. Does he still have them?
Never. Me mother hated them. He was in hospital with a hernia one year, and she took and gave them all away. He'd had the heart after. Then she died, and he had nothing.
And you?
I come home. I had a little place in Wolverhampton. He was my own, at least, but, well, he's my dad. What could I do?
Not a lot. Ah, right, me wench, this business.
Lots of family in this works, isn't there?
I tried to keep them off the streets. Why not?
The way I see it, I've been in and out the last 3 weeks, and I've looked and checked and talked and watched, and we both know that when you tender for certain jobs, you've always got them in the past, and now you don't. And you know your tenders are undercut by, what, 10%, 8%?
Enough to make the difference, huh?
It has to be a leak at the office end. Well, they do the tenders, the letters and the specifications and all that.
I'm not going to like this, am I?
You never were going to like it. People don't like the truth.
Right then. You're going to point the finger.
I'm going to take a ride around, watch someone, make sure. Then I will, yeah.
I think I'll come with you, Liz. Get out of this place for a bit. See what I'm paying for.
Up to you, of course. Won't like it.
Sitting in the bleak shadows, they watched. Sitting in the smoky corners of bars, they watched. Leaning on coffee-swilling tables, they watched. They swim up out of the cold depths and smile and smile and take what you've got. Money, honesty, truth, life even. And smile the pearly smile and sink back into the slime where they live. Sitting on the edges of your life, waiting.
Right, first stop.
Where?
Across the road, bookish shop. You'll be here about now.
Oh.
You'll see, Mr. Gadd.
Percy, I never expected to like it.
Hold on. See?
Where? Peter. Not him.
Hold on, just hold on.
It'll kill me, sister.
Hold on, Percy. This is my job, so hold on till I'm sure. Then you can have your say, all right?
He's coming out. That was quick.
And he's angry. See? Checks his watch. He just has time to make the next one before the first race at Lingfield.
How do you know all this?
Research. Knowing what to look for. Find the weak link, find the leak. It's simple. Find a man with a weakness. Booze, women, gambling. Oh, here we are. Across the... Look. Past the flower shop. See? On the corner.
Here he comes. Dear brother-in-law.
It's going to be the same again. He goes in. Straight out. And the manager, by the look of him. No credit, you see. He seems to have used up his goodwill as your brother-in-law. He needs some more cash. So let's go see his banker. Exciting, is it?
If you're not involved, it may be. If it's not family, I suppose.
Here we are. Just park up here and you can see.
He's just coming out of the... Blimey, day I've shifted inside that door.
Right, hold on. And you... First door. Name? Gotcha. FN Loans Limited.
FN Loans?
I've been lending him money to feed his particular weakness for months. He's up to his armpits in it and sinking fast.
But why them?
It could have been ZF Associates or Enjoin Loan Company would do. Your brother-in-law chose FM.
So what?
Can I use your phone? Listen in.
9 for an outside line.
FN, can I help you?
I'm phoning from the council. It's a random check on refuse clearance. Customer service, you could say. I wanted a word with Mr. John Tadman, please.
Oh, Mr. Tadman won't be in until this afternoon. Can he call you back?
No, that won't be necessary. I'll go down our list. Thank you.
Mr. Tadman is a board member of the company who consistently underbids us.
Right. Wonder why? Tadman is also the owner of FN Loans, ZF Loans and the rest. Now, what would you think your brother-in-law is offering him?
Miss Parker, you're way off bad for a wench. So, now what do I do?
About John Tadman? Not much you can do. He's got his finger in that pie. Nothing you can do except cut off his sauce at the throat.
What would you do, Liz?
Percy, you knew he had a problem. You put him in a position he could exploit. Now, I've a phone number here. You can have that, and I'll have a chat with him, and then it's your business, Percy.
What's the phone number?
Gamblers Anon.
Confront them. The weak and the greedy and the jealous. And they're frightened underneath. Sad, weak little men. They'd betray their wife, their mother for another turn of the cards, the wheel, the dogs, their kids for a win, however small or large or whatever it might be. And cruising in the shadows, waiting to snap them up, to shred them, with their black little, dead little eyes like slate. Cruising there, just on the edges of your lives, the sharks. And rows and rows and rows of white, shining teeth. The perfect machine, waiting.
I'll shut the door, Miss Parker.
You did know, didn't you, Mr. Jenkins?
I didn't think.
You didn't think? So why do it? For what? The big win? No, don't answer me. You won't tell me anything I haven't heard already, Mr. Jenkins. So, you got into debt, borrowed money, lost that, borrowed more, and then stole it.
I never stole anything. Never.
Mr. Tadman lets you have cash, does he, or credit?
What? Credit.
At the bookies.
I'll get credit.
Got credit.
Look, Miss Parker. I thought you were an accountant. Percy said he was just checking our systems out, that's all. I never knew.
Cover, Mr. Jenkins. What did you have to give Tadman to get more credit? I know what you gave him. I want you to tell me.
Details of the tenders. Percy doesn't have to know. I'll make it up to him, to the firm.
You owe too much to too many, Mr. Jenkins. You need help, not injections of cash from your friend and mine, Mr. John Tadman, loan shark extraordinaire.
He was going to take the house and the car, and I've got kids at school, and it all costs money, and...
And you bleed money into their pockets and talk to me about theft? You stole secrets, Mr. Jenkins, and sold them to a third party. Theft. Mr. Gadd does have to know. He already does know.
What happens now?
My job, done. What Percy does, is up to him. And maybe up to you a bit and all.
Ah, money, Miss... as my old mother used to say, a job is never done until the cash is trousered. Very good. Percy is a payer, an example to us all. Now, I've read your report for the file, of course. Now, I don't think there's any need to name names nor go into any detail.
But doesn't your mother always say...
I know what I say. It does no good dragging a man's name through the files for the sake of it, does it?
Tadman is a receiver
of information passed by a responsible person in that other firm. No proofs, no theft. So, no company names.
But what are we hiding? Who are you protecting? Why?
That's all, Tar. Put the wood in the hole.
My, my, we are in a paddy.
Yes, we bloody well are. I'm taking the rest of the day off. I've got things to see to. Personal. Anyone asks, even his lordship, tell him to mind his own.
Oh, that's it, then, girl. I'm going down the glasshouse.
Dad?
What?
I asked you to do something, didn't I, before I went out this morning? Oh. I asked you to do something. Now, what was it, Dad? What was it?
You've been down my throat since you come home, girl. I'm going out.
Not to the glasshouse, you won't. Not without I'll give you the £2 you wanted.
No, I'll put them on the slate.
You will bloody not have anything on tick. Nothing.
Well, you won't give us the £2. How else do I get a drink? Oh, come on, Erky. £1'd do.
Oh, Dad, please. Don't go borrowing, please.
Fat chance. No bugger's got £1 to bless yourself with. Name of wench, no bother.
Do you remember the name Tadman? John Tadman. It sort of rings a bell for me.
Tadman. No. No, no one I know. Why?
Oh, doesn't matter. Just a thought. I met a man today remembered your kit of birds.
Oh, who was that then?
Percy Gadd, Dan Etherton.
Oh, I told you he'd remember me. You watch him. Got an eye for adventures there, Percy.
Oh, I like him. He seems straight.
As a die. God, them birds. How I love them birds. I wish you had not given them away.
Now, this won't do, Dad. Tomorrow, I want your room tidied up. Anything not needed, chucked out, right? Binned, OK? You listening, Dad? Dad? Oh, the old so-and-so. Gone.
Between the wars, they built boxes to put people in. In the backyards, concrete, soot, roses, and a dilapidated shed. In the front, the privet hedge and the debris of the local chippy.
Christino's.
Your Mr. Love. Gone.
Took away in the... Hey, what about the kiddie?
Oh, I heard she took it down the welfare. Oh,
bloody daft thing to go and bloody do.
What did she do? Where's she gone?
Well, put it this way. She was a nervy person. And there's not a pill left in the house. I know, because I found her. I was collecting for the club clothes and such. The back door was open. I called the ambulance. Millie's got a phone. I used it.
Hey, who wants to know anyway?
A friend.
Where were you when she needed you, eh?
Yeah, the noise last night. I swear I never heard anything like it. Really? I said to RJ, I said, get out and take a look.
Yeah. So did he?
Turned over and went back to sleep. I looked. It was the collectors come. A great big dog.
Not a Rottweiler.
Right. And a van and all her stuff going in and her crying and the kiddie crying. And they left her nothing. You saw, didn't you?
A stick left in the place.
What was the name of the firm? On the van?
Oh, hold up, hold up. Big letters,
N? FN?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. There was a fat bloke at the wheel with slick back hair and a beer gut. And he tried to stop him laughing at her and threatening her. He seemed upset.
Slick back hair? Yellow tie?
Right! And someone said something about Technonotisan. That's it. Like it was a nickname. Technonotisan, they said. Are you all right, Minerva?
Yeah, yeah. Where did they take her?
Oh, they're all, someone said. They won't let anyone see her yet. They told us don't bother visiting for a day or so. Touch and go.
Emergency. Yeah, okay. Ta.
And when they come out of the shadows and make waves, it's only the small and the lone and the unprotected who get hurt. The rest take cover, hide, read the signals and stay stum. And the others? They get their heads bitten off and blood on the ground.
Points, Ta. Hey, up! Charlie! Billy! Our kids are mine! Get a shout in quick before the first stop shut.
They'll have points.
Take for them, will you? Dad, I want a word.
How often we see you about the glasses? You do the same since they took out the mirrors and such. It was nice with cut glass tranquilments and the rest of it. Now it's plastic, eh? And formica and stuff. They're the same. You remember the doors? Etched glass, them were. Gone. Oh, cheers, my wencher.
Oh. I needed a drink, that's the truth. I had a nasty shock.
Oh, here. I had one and all. I was clearing out the rubbish like you asked. And I found this. Interest you, this will. Seeing as you was asking about him last night. It's a photo.
Photo of who?
That bloke, John Tadman, you asked about. No wonder you thought you knew him. You was at the grammar with him.
That's it? That's it? Well done, Dad.
School photo. Look, there's you with the pigtails.
That's him there. The little runt of a... Oh, God, we all hated him then.
I remember one as didn't. That girl there, Tina.
What girl?
Her mother. Now, she was somewhat. Family known for being just beautiful. Oh, God, she was somewhat. Lovely. Pretty as he... I remember one time, I took her. We went on us bikes up Romsley, and there was... Well, she was lovely. Like the night.
Who, Dad?
Black hair she had. And eyes. Eyes the colour of blackbird's egg. Blue as blue and true. Oh, Tina's mother was lovely.
That's Christine Holmes.
Holt. Her name was Holt. I'll tell you what, Tadman might know. He was keen even at school. He was keen on Tina. That's her in the photo here. Don't do her justice.
I remember Tina Holt. She was beautiful. She went off to college after that summer. Never come back. I've just met her daughter, I think. She calls herself Holmes. Now, what happened to the mother?
Oh, some said college, love.
Well, what does that mean?
Oh, nothing. Nothing blatting women. Usual reasons, I suppose. I can't abide gossip.
Oh, God, is that the time? I've got to go. I'm late already. See you later, Dad.
Yeah, teach you, that will. I'd thrown all that out. I'd never have found the photo, would I? And you... Here, me photo.
Later, Dad. Ta-ra.
Organise, Rosalie. A bit more, Liz. Help yourself. Don't hold back.
Oh, that's fine, Percy, thank you.
Right. Tell the truth. When you didn't show up, I thought maybe you'd stood us up. Be the first time a wench did that to Percy Gadd.
I'm sure. Did you talk to Mr. Jenkins?
Oh, chance would be a fine thing. He ran. He did a four. My sister's willing to kill, and my nephew's had enough. To tell the truth, Liz, I picked up the bits the last time. Not this time. Down to him now.
Yeah. Perhaps it always was.
Oh, didn't Ash get to have a bite to talk about that business? It's certainly not Peter I want to talk about.
Oh?
Shall you have a brandy? Two brandies over here. Where was I? Oh, yeah. You, Liz. It's you I want to talk about.
Oh, thank God you're back. He's going nuts in there. I can't answer the telephone, type letters and take dictation all at once.
Or even one at a time, Gloria, to tell the truth.
Is he all right?
Oh, I'm fine. Just a bit tiddly-pom, you know how it goes.
Please?
Just another week or two, eh? To give it a... No, please, I'm begging you. Oh. You came back then. Long lunch, was it?
Long enough. Now, let's get one thing straight, Mr. A. You are pig sick scared of Mr. John Tadman.
Now, hold on.
Moneylender, bookie, creep extraordinary. And I am not. I was at school with the so-and-so, and I am not afraid of him.
This is not school. This is the big wide world, Liz. And he will eat you for dinner and spit you out for breakfast. He is not a nice, cuddly schoolboy.
Nor ever was. He just ruined another life out there in the big, wide world, and someone is going to have to tell him.
Oh, you?
Well, it's not going to be you, is it?
Oh, no. You do, Liz. Now, you go and mix it with him, and you will... Well, you'll probably have to consider your position here in the ice agency. I did not want the boat rocked.
That's why you do the driving for the dispossession, is it?
Eh?
Is that why you sat and watched while they took every single thing that girl owned last night? Is that why?
I couldn't do anything else, Liz. I tried to stop them hurting her.
Wonderful.
Okay, I'm not a bloody hero. Fine. There are reasons.
I'm sure there are, Mickey. Now... I'm going to sort John Tadman out. And you, if you wanted to, you can phone the Royal and ask how Christine Holmes is that OD'd this morning, right?
Oh, hell!
Miss Parker, Mr. Tadman, she says something about school friends.
Right, send her in. And I don't want to be disturbed for 10 minutes.
Oh, yes, Mr. Tadman.
Elizabeth Parker. Well, long time.
Isn't it? You've changed.
He hadn't, though. Not much. Eyes dead, empty. Hands soft, white, untouched by work. He sat behind an antique leather-topped reproduction desk and smiled thinly through the dim light in the office. It was perpetually in the shade, as if the light of the day hurt. Outside in the real world... Widows were bled dry, old men cried, and a young girl sucked in life from a support system and hoped to die. Lives broken to satisfy a hunger gnawing at John Tadman, loan shark. Cruising, waiting.
Got older?
Richer, maybe.
Funny, isn't it? Sit down, Elizabeth, please. Smile?
No, Tar.
I gave him up. After me last booper check, I took up squash. Gave that up too. Golf. Good game, golf. Relaxed game. And nice people.
I'm sure.
Funny how school never prepares you for the fact that the ones who are such powers at school are so often such failures in the world. Huh? Head boys, prefects and captains of this and that, reduced to pushing pens, boiling up figures and worrying about the mortgage and their 1.5 children. Pathetic. Peaked at 17 should be their motto.
And yours?
Rising at 40-odd, Oh, saving your presence, Liz. Can I call you Liz?
Why not?
Now, You haven't looked me up to subscribe to the Grammar School Pavilion Fund or the Science Block Extension. Because I happen to know you hated the place almost as much as I did.
Right.
So, why, Liz Parker, are you suddenly on my doorstep?
Maybe I want a loan.
Oh, don't think so. Not the type.
Is there one?
Sometimes, One type. Weak, indecisive and greedy, ill-organised and stupid as well. But always seeing the end of the rainbow, which happens for the moment to be just out of reach. It always will be.
So they never quite get off the hook. The secret of your success?
Part of it.
The other part?
Not being sentimental.
I see. There's a man called Jenkins. Gone missing this morning, ran away. Couldn't face his wife and son because he'd failed them again.
Really?
Does the name ring a bell?
Of course. I'm only left wondering how you know about him.
Because as a source of confidential information to the moneylenders he was in hock to, he is now a dead duck. Because I've been checking him out for the past 3 weeks and know where he passed the information, to whom and why.
You didn't learn that at the old school, did you? Liz, it is all a matter of how much you want something. He wanted money to gamble with more than he wanted self-respect.
You don't care.
Why should I? I don't wear my heart on my sleeve, nor bleed for the world. Other people do that. I get on. Is there any point in this conversation?
I was wondering what made you do it.
I am a successful man. We came from the same street, same background. Is it like this, huh? Decent things, nice things. Decent houses, bathroom even, hmm? I bet you got out double bloody quick.
As it happens, I'm still there, looking after me dad.
More for you then. Johnny Tadman got on and got out. Never part of the game playing mafia at school. Always being kicked about. Now it's my turn. Don't expect me to shed tears. There is hardly anything I regret about the past, mind. It was all a sweet lesson in life skills, Liz.
You're amazing. It'd almost be worth a laugh finding out what did happen to the class of whatever it was.
Not many I'd be bothered about.
No. Well, Johnny, that was an instructive few minutes. Thanks.
Not at all. Look, we could, we could do each other a favour, maybe. If you're in this detection racket, I could maybe help you. There's a firm about to go bust.
Is there?
You might have heard of them. The Ace Agency. I had a stake in it. Its problem is its boss, Mickey Antrobus, little friend to all the world, and in particular to a particular blonde. It costs him more than she's worth to keep his wife turning her blind eye. And I can ease the pressure from time to time, see?
You mean you can get him to do things because he's scared his wife will tumble to the fact that he's got a girlfriend on the side?
Right, sweet, isn't it? Anyhow, he's suddenly getting a bit fussy about the work he does for me. So, I could set you up very nicely if you liked.
And Antrobus?
Blown away.
Way of the world.
Quite. Us grammar school kids had better stick together.
Before I go, there was a girl. Dad and I were trying to remember her name. You went out with her a bit, I think. Black hair, blue eyes, pretty.
No, love. No, not pretty. Beautiful. Quite beautiful. Oh, yeah. Christina, Tina Holt. God, yeah, whatever happened to her?
Well, funny you ask. I had reason to check her out not long back.
Where is she? She went away.
The college, they said. You dated her, didn't you? Everyone was well surprised, I think.
Oh, best thing that ever happened. I felt, oh, I don't know, good, I suppose, inside. Do you know where she is?
She went away, but not to college, Johnny.
What's that supposed to mean?
Gossip, Johnny. Vicious tongues. They weren't such free and easy times. Morality, if you like. A child.
My God. Is she... Where is she?
Her daughter's here. Come back. About a year ago.
How old is she?
About the right age, Johnny, I'd say.
Take us. I want to see her.
You sure?
Of course I'm bloody sure. Looks like her mother, you say?
Just like. Just get us to the Royal in one piece, okay?
Nurse, is she, yeah? Doctor?
This ward, they said.
Oh, I hate hospitals, is she?
Hold on. Sister, can I help you? We're looking for Christine Holmes.
Friends?
Yes, friends.
A bit late in the day.
She needed friends when they came and took every stick of furniture in her place. She didn't even have a bed to sleep on. I've seen the reports and it makes me sick. Debt collectors. They should hang whoever it was by his thumbs. Friends, indeed. Christine died half an hour ago.
What is going on, Liz?
She won't say anything, Nicky. Nothing.
Hey, Liz, please, look, I know you're upset and all that, but what is going on?
I'll tell you, I'm leaving, just in time. Your friend, Johnny Tadman, is going to pull the plug on the Ace Agency. He offered it to me.
Liz?
I went to see a very nasty little man this afternoon, and I put the final boot into him, and it wasn't nice. I feel disgusting. Like you feel when you wash the spider down the plug hole, like that. Oh, and by the way, that girl that we talked about died this afternoon. Clever that, eh?
Liz, nothing is going to stop people like him preying on other people. It's the way it is. And some people are weak or have a need that makes them open to people like Johnny Tadman. Well, he's used me for a long time now to collect debts. No, never things like that the other night. That was it for me. I was out of the game after that. I told him and he knew I meant it, so... He's pulled the rug.
Oh, Nicky.
Oh, no, love, no. The Ace Agency's a dead duck, kiddo. He's taken every penny. I'm skint.
Nicky, look, I've got a bit.
Oh, thanks, love.
I might have a small piece of news that could change the nature of this conversation. One condition only.
Go on.
How do you fancy working for a woman?
Well, what woman?
Me. Percy Dad wants to have a stake in any business I want to start up.
With the factory bloke?
The same. Tell you what, for old time's sake, we'll even keep the name. What do you say?
My old mother used to say, Mickey should say, never look a gift horse in the gob.
The Ace Agency, under new management.
I like that. Time for a drink. Before we sort this place out.
And the sharks fade away into the dark and the deeps and are silent for a time. And they wait for the little splash that might be a helpless swimmer, a weak fish, a sad and lonely diver. And then, softly, they turn on their sides and their eyes unblinking, black as pitch, their teeth like 1,000 pearly daggers, softly they reach. Nothing changes. Wherever there are the sad and the lonely, the greedy and the foolish, there lie the sharks, waiting. In Sharks Have Pearly Teeth by Nick McCarty, Liz Parker was Rosemary Martin, Antrobus Terry Malloy, Gloria, Claire Falconbridge, Dad, Roger Hume, Christine, Kimberly Hope, Peter, Alan Devereaux, Tadman, Kim Durham, Sister, Marion Kemmer, Percy, Dave Mitty, and the neighbour, Joyce Gibbs. Other parts were played by members of the cast.